Mishnah Daf Kuf Yedalid talks about what do we use for karpas and for mora. Mishnah says that we use chazeres for karpas and chazeres for mora, the same item. Same item. Now that's interesting. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah coming to teach us by saying that we're metabel b'chazeres for karpas and then we have chazeres for mora as well? That's what prompts Reish Lakish on Kuf Yedalid on the base to say that maybe from the Mishnah we see that mitzvos tzrichas kavana. Mitzvos tzrichas kavana. Why? How do we see mitzvos tzrichas kavana? Because if mitzvos ain't tzrichas kavana, lo malach trei tibuli. Reish Lakish says, why does the Mishnah tell us that you should be metabel chazeres twice? The case of the Mishnah is that you're using chazeres, and let's see the Rashbam's interpretation of the Gemara Mishnah, you don't have shar yirokas, you don't have any other vegetables. So if you're using chazeres, so why dip it twice? Just dip it once. And if you hold mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, you'll be yotze the mitzvah of mara with the tibul for the karpas. So then there's no need to dip it a second time for mara. So after Shlokish, what do you see from the Mishnah? The mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. And therefore, since mistama, you don't have kavana when you dip the chazeres for the karpas, you don't have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah of mara, you're not going to be yotze. So that's why you need the trei tibuli. Comes the Gemara and says no. That maybe Inochanami mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. Why do you need trei tibuli? Leheker the tinokos. Meaning that of course the tibul of karpas, the first tibul, is a heker the tinokos. But the Mishnah's chiddush, the purpose of the Mishnah, is to teach us this extra chiddush that even where you have chazeres, even where you only have chazeres, and you're going to be dipping the chazeres for the karpas, so you would think that, well, I've already been yotze the morer. Yotze mitzvahs mar, why dip it a second time? Kamash malon, for hekel etinogos, you dip it a second time. It comes out, basically, there are two ways to look at the Mishnah. Reish Lakish and the Dichli of the Gemara are really two ways to look at the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that where you have chazeres, you dip it twice. Why should you dip it twice? Well, what's going on over here? Reish Lakish says the Chiddush of the Mishnah is mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The Dichli of the Gemara said, no, really, maybe mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, but lamalok trei tibuli. Okay, this is the basic Gemara. So comes the Gemara and says, but why? You tell me that the second tibul is a heker letinokos, so still, well, why does the Mishnah have to tell me that chiddush in the context of using chazeres both for karpas and for mora? Lishmein and shar yirokas, even where you have shar yirokas, we can learn the chiddush of trei tibuli. We can learn the chiddush that you're supposed to be metabel a second time for a heker. The heker is not just in karpas. Of course, karpas is the super heker. Karpas is the super heker because it's so far before the seuda, it's certainly a heker. The tinokos are going to look at that and say, this is really strange. But the reality is the mor is a heker with tinokos as well because it's also called in hasuda. You've said hamotzi, you've eaten the matzah, but you're not up to the main part of the seuda yet. It's still in the beginning of the Suda. Who has a vegetable at the beginning of one vegetable at the beginning of the Suda? This is not the fruit cup that you start with. It's just one vegetable. What are you doing that for? So it's certainly a heker too. But the question is, why does the Mishnah have to teach me this chiddush in the case where you're going to have chazeres both for karpas and for mora? Or even if you use shar yirokos for karpas, you still have the same chiddush. Why? The fact that you take chazeres, the fact that you take the shar yirokos for karpas and then chazeres for mora, so that's the same chiddush that you need a double heker? Why is that the chiddush? I don't understand. If you use the shar yirokos for karpas, then you have to use chazeres for mora. No, because even though the shar yirokos are available, you could have just dipped the chazeres, you could have done the tibul with the chazeres, and you would have accomplished everything with that tibul. You would have accomplished the heker, you would have been yotze the mitzvah of mora, and that would have been sufficient. Why use the shar yirokos for karpas and chazeres for mora? Just use the chazeres and dip once, and that's sufficient. The fact that we dip twice and we don't dip once, that's the raya that you really need a double heker. You would have thought, what double heker? Karpas is the heker latinokos, and mara is mara. Comes the Gemara and says, no, because if you don't need a double heker, then you could have just used chazeres for both and gotten them in one fell swoop. You can get the heker latinokos of the karpas and the mitzamar together. Why should you divide it and use the shar yirokos for karpas and use chazeres amar? Must be that there is a concept of a double heker. Most people don't realize this, right? You think The Hekele Tinokos, the Shinui is in the carcass. No, comes the Gemara, Kuf Yudalad, and says, no, there's really a double Heker over here. So answers the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't use the case of Shai Yirakas to teach me the Chiddush of double Heker, because if it did that, then I'd think that you have a double Heker only if Shai Yirakas are available. You have Shai Yirakas, then use Shai Yirakas for carcass, use Chazer Samora. You'll have your double Heker, and you'll be able to commit some more with Chazeres. But if you only have Chazeres, I think, don't have a double head. I think that, let's say that better. If the Mishnah had told us the Chiddush, that when you have Shar Yirokos, you have two Tibulim, so I think there are only two Tibulim when you have Shar Yirokos. What are the two Tibulim for? One is for Heker, and the other is only for Mara. That's what I hear. If the Mishnah said that by Shar Yirokas, that if you have Shar Yirokas, then you have two Tibulim, I think the two Tibulim are for two totally different things. The Shar Yirokas is for Karpas, that's for Heker. The Chazeres is for Mitzvah Mara, not for Heker. So I think that if you only have Mara, if you only have Chazeres, Lamalach Trei Tibulim, there are no two Tibulim. Kamash Malan, even if you have Chazeres, have the two Tibulim. I would have thought that if you only have Mara L'chudei, then just do one Tibul. Just do one Tibul. Where? Zokter Rashbam, do one Tibul after Matzah, and you'll have the Heker. What's the Heker? It's not before the Suda. No, it is a little bit before the Suda. So you'll have the Heker, and you'll be out to the midst of Mara as well, Bismano. And that's all. And I would think that you shouldn't have two Tibulim. Kamash Malah, and even if you have Chazeres, and that's all you have, do two Tibulim for Heker. Do your first people for Karpas, do your second people for a second Hex. Okay, this is the Rashbam. This is how the Rashbam understood the Gemara. Tosfos argues with the Rashbam, as we described last time. We saw Tosfos inside, we read it word for word. What are the assumptions of Tosfos? How did Tosfos feel Reish Lakish was assuming in the Mishnah? It's clear from Tosfos, Reish Lakish felt that we knew that there's a requirement for two Tibulim. There's no question. That's not a Chiddush. Reish Lakish is not asking about two Tibulim. He knew that there was going to be two Tibulim. What's more, the Mishnah, even though you only see reference to Chazeres in the Mishnah, Tosfos assumes the Mishnah is talking where you have Shar Yirokos there. You have other vegetables there. But nevertheless, the Mishnah is telling us that even if Shai Yirokos are available, you can use Chazeres for the two Tibulim. Frek Reish Lakish. Why? Lama Lach Trei Tibulim. That doesn't mean why do we have two Tibulim. He knew that there was going to be two Tibulim. Somehow that was an assumption. That was a given. It was a given that Chazal was Masakin two Tibulim. Reish Lakish's kasha was, why do you do two Tibulim with Mara? If Shar Yirokos are sitting there, if you can use Shar Yirokos for your first Tibul, why do the Trei Tibuli with Mara? Why do the Trei Tibuli with Mara? Because if you do the Trei Tibuli with Mara, what's going to happen is you're taking the Mara before Zmano, right? You're taking the Mara before its right time. It's supposed to be after the Matzah. You're taking the Mara before its right time to do a Heker by Karpas. Why do that? Why not use Shar Yirokos for your Heker, and then you'll use Chazeres for the Mara? So why does the Mishnah present this scenario, right? Or better, how is it mutter, right? Why does the Mishnah present this scenario that you can use Chazeres for both? What does that mean? Why is it okay? Why is it permissible to use Chazeres for the Heker? Right, what's going to happen is if you hold mitzvah sentrichas kavana, what's going to happen is you're going to be yotze the mitzvah of mara now before the zman. So why do that? If the Shai Yirokos is sitting there on the table, why use chazeres? How's it permissible for you to use chazeres for the heker? If mitzvah sentrichas kavana, it'll turn out that you're going to be yotze the mitzvah of mara shelo bizmano because you're doing it early. That's his kasha. His kasha isn't why do you need two tibulim? He knew that we were going to have two tibulim. That's the given. The question is, why do the two tibulim with chazeres if Shar Yirokos is sitting there right on the table and you can use them for the karpas? That's what his question is. Must be what? Must be mitzvah tzrichas kavana. If mitzvah tzrichas kavana, then we understand why you are allowed to use chazeres for both tibulim, because you lose nothing. You're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of mara too early. Because you're not mekayim the mitzvah mar with the karpas. Since mitzvah shichas kavana, you don't have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah at the time of karpas, so you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah, and there's no problem. That's Reish Lakish is right. So comes the Gemara and says no. But what's the Gemara's response? Gemara says no. Inochanami mitzvah shichas kavana. So why is it permissible to use chazeres for the trei tibulin? So here Tosfos says the Gemara is changing in its havam. Reish Lakish thought that the Mishnah is talking about where you have shar yirachas, and nevertheless you're allowed to use chazeres for both tibulin. Comes the Gemara and says, comes the Gemara in the answer and says, you misunderstood the Mishnah. The Mishnah is really talking about where you don't have shar yirachas. If shar yirachas are not available, then we understand why you can use chazeres for both tibulin. If shar yirachas are not available, so even though mitzvah saint tzrichas kavana, but we're going to use chazeres for two tibulim. Why? But you're going to be yotze the mitzvah of morar when you do the karpas. You're going to be yotze the mitzvah of morar in the first tibul. What's the answer, Rabosa? Why do you do the second tibul? Why do the second tibul? If shar yirachas not available, comes the Mishnah and says, do two tibulim with chazeres. But I don't understand. If mitzvah saint tzrichas kavana, so when you do the first tibul for karpas, for heker, you'll be out to the mitzvah of Mara as well. If you're out to the mitzvah of Mara, what are you doing the second table for? What's the answer? What are you doing the second table for? Hecker Latinobas, a double hecker venture, right? The second hecker. It's not as good a hecker, but it's a hecker, it's fair, it's a better hecker. Okay? But comes the mission and says, but if you have shar yirachos avada, don't do two tibulim with chazeres. Right? The answer of the Gemara is you misunderstood the Mishnah. You thought the Mishnah is talking about you have shar yirachos and nevertheless you're doing two tibulim achazeres. Kamashul and that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is saying if you don't have shar yirachos, then you can do the two tibulim with mar. We want two tibulim anyway because we need the second heker. But the chiddush is if shar yirachos are not on the table, then you can do the two tibulim with mar. But you're going to be yotze the mitzvah mar with the first tibul. It's true. If mitzvah saint tzrichas kavana yitaka will be yotze mitzvah tomorrow with the first tibul, that doesn't matter. We still need the second tibul in order to have a double hit. Okay. Let's take a look at the handout that I sent you, which is really the synopsis of the machlokas Rashbam and Tosfos. Let's get the Rashbam and Tosfos clear, and then we'll try to address what the machlokas between them might be. If you have the handout, I don't know if you printed it out, it's on your computers, but if you have it, try to take a look together with me. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah that we're matbil chazeres shnei pa'amim lekarpas olimitzis mara? That's the crux of the sugya. Reish Lakish says the chiddush is that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah does a strange thing. It gives us a scenario of karpas and mara that are both going to be chazeres. How does it do that? Reish Lakish says, it comes to teach me that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and you're not going to be yotze mara with the first tibul, and that's why you have a second tibul of chazeres. Comes the Gemara and says, no, you misunderstood. Even if mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, you still have two tibulim. What's the second tibul for? But if you were yotze already, because mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, so what's the second tibul for? Hekera latinokos, double hekera. Double hekera, that's the crux of the sugya. Reish Lakish thinks the chiddush of the Mishnah is mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and the Gemara is dochen and says, no, really, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The second tibul is for heker. Now, Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, number two, Hayim HaMishnah Ma'irik Shiesh Lo Shar Yirachos, the Rashbam says, no, that's the whole point. The Rashbam is saying, Reish Lakish assumed that the Mishnah is talking about, but you don't have Shar Yirachos. And the whole kasha Reish Lakish has, let's skip to 2a, actually, the second two. Reish Lakish's kash of lomalach trei tibuli is lomot tzorech lahatbil beis pa'am. We're assuming that you don't have shar yirachos, so all you have is the chazeres. So that's it. If you're going to be tovel the chazeres for karpa, so why do you need the second tibul? You got everything in one fell swoop. You have the heker, you have the mitzvah of mara that you're being yotzi, so that's it. Lomot tzorech lahatbil beis pa'am im mitzvah saint tzrichas kavana yakul rak pa'am achas v'yetze chobas marim chobas haheker. Even though you're not mechamech mitzvah smar. That's how the Rashbam understood. And what's the dichoy? Let's skip to number three now. Right? According to the Rashbam, Reish Lakish didn't know that you need two tibulim. That's his whole kasha. Why do you need two tibulim to begin with? if you're Yotze Mora with the first people, so you got everything. What's the dicha of the Gemara number three? Really, mitzvah sein shichas kavana. Really, you are Yotze the mitzvah of Mora in Tibul Rishon if you're Tovo b'chazeres. But nevertheless, you need the second Tibul. Why? Double hacker. For a second hacker. That's the Rashbam. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, go back to 2a, right, to the first two. Reish Lakish assumed that the Mishnah is talking about where you have Shar Yirakas according to Tosfos. So what's the kasha? Lama lo trei kibuli? What's the kasha? So first of all, the second assumption Reish Lakish made is that it was a given that you were going to need two tibulim anyway. So what's the kasha? Lama lo trei kibuli? Says Tosfos, Lama yochol lahatil beis pa'amim b'chazeres. The kasha is if you have shar yirakas, why is it permissible to use the chazeres? Why is it permissible to use the chazeres? You're going to ruin it, right? If you matbil the first time with chazeres, so then you'll be yotze the mitzvah of mara there, right? So if you yotze the mitzvah of mara, why should you do the first table with the chazeres? Do it with shar yirakas, and then you won't be yotze the mitzvah of mara kodem zman. So the dichui of the Gemara is what? That really the Mishnah is talking about where you don't have Shar Yirakos. You don't have Shar Yirakos, then you use the Mara for the first Tibul. And you'll be Yotze the Mitzvah of Mara with that first Tibul. It's not the best thing, but you'll be Yotze the Mitzvah of Mara with the first Tibul. And then with the second table, you'll have the double hecker. But if the Shar Yirakos ataka there, then you should use the Shar Yirakos for Karpas, and you'll use the Chazeres for tomorrow. Okay. Which sheet is the Momestaber? The Rashbam or Tosfos? So, Lechora, the Rashbam is Momestaber. The Loshon of the Gemara, Lamal of Trei Tibuli, Poshut Pshat is, it means, why do you need two Tibulim? According to Tosfos, that's not the Kasha. Kasha is, why do the two tibulim with chazeres? That's not really the mashmos of the kasha of the Gemara. So why does Tosfos stand on it on their head to create extra assumptions and extra givens? Why don't Tosfos just explain like the Rashbam? So if you look at the Mordechai is a very interesting kasha, which might give us an insight into why Tosfos had a different shot than the Rashbam. Let's all turn to the Mordechai. This is on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. That means the second column, not Lamed Ches, not the second page, but Lamed Ches on the second column. In Kalish, meaning Bishayaki, Bim Tomer, Lamaydis, Svir Leidash Neiti Bulim, Einan Misha Mekere, Lamisha Mitzvah, Srichas Kavona. In Kain, Tikshile, Amai Ovid Trey Tibuli, Lo Levid, Ki Imchad Tibul, Velochavin Shaper, Lamar. What's the Mordechai asking? Reish Lakish says that the Mishnah speaks of two tibulim with chazeres. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah coming to teach? Zok Reish Lakish, it's teaching in mitzvah sichas kavana. Because if you hold mitzvah sein sichas kavana, you'll be able to the mitzvah of mara with the tibul rishon for karpas. There's no need to have the second tibul, right? So it must be mitzvah sichas kavana, and that's why there's a need to have the second tibul. Check the Mordechai, why is there a need to have the second tibul? Even if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, there still is no need to have the second tibul. Why not? But you weren't yotze with the first tibul. No, you weren't yotze with the first tibul if you didn't have kavana to be yotze. But let the chachamim be mesakeh that you should have kavana in the first tibul, and then you'll be yotze mitzvah mar, the first tibul. Why is it necessary to have the second tibul? We're trying to figure out what's the takanas chachamim. The Mishnah is saying if you have chazeres, you use chazeres for two tibulim. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? What's the idea? What's the takaras hachamim? Zokrei shlokish ha. Takaras hachamim implies, it assumes, that mitzvah shiras kavana. And that's why Chazal say that you should have two tibulim to make sure that you're going to be yotzei mara. Because with the first tibul, you're not going to be yotzei mara since mitzvah shiras kavana. Frek the Mordechai, why should a chacham be misaking such a thing? Even if you only have chazeres, you can do one tibul. Let the chachamim misakin that you'll do one tibul, and you'll have kavana to be yotzei mara with that. So you'll be able to be yotzei the heker, and you'll be able to be yotzei mara, and then you don't need the second tibul. So why is it any better if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana? That's the Mordechai's kasha. What does the Mordechai answer? Yesh lomer, devadai have a yada the tzarach trei tibulim. Reish Lakish knew that you need two tibulim. That was a given. Mishum Hakeira. V'haydi l'uruch me'ekar, the mitzvah z'riches kavana, haynu k'dipamar hashtab, nivlah shminu tibul shrisha, m'shar yirokis, elah shminu kulu b'morar, sh'mamina, d'haynu nami mishum the mitzvah z'riches kavana. V'boichat tibul, l'shem yitzias mar. What's the Mordechai saying? Reish Lakish knew from the beginning that you need two tibulim. His raya was that the fact that you're allowed to use chazeres for the two tibulim, even if you have shar yirokes, that shows you the mitzvah sichas kavana. He knew that you were going to have two tibulim. This option that you're only going to have one tibulim, biyotzi everything one fell swoop, that wasn't even on the table. Because the given was that you were going to need two tibulim. That was his assumption. He knew that already from the beginning. But he thought the Mishnah is talking about with Shai Yirokas Ataka available. So the fact that you're going to use Chazeres for both Tibulim, that shows you the Mitzvah Zichas Kavana. Right? Because if Mitzvah Zichas Kavana, why use Chazeres for both Tibulim? Use the Shai Yirokas for Karpas for the Tibul Rishon. Use the Mara for the second Tibul. Meaning, the Teretz of the Mordechai is basically Tosis Pshat in the Gemara. The Mordechai asked, if you learn, Reish Lakish is saying, why do you need two tibulim to begin with? Must be the mitzvah sichas kavana, and therefore we understand why you need two tibulim. Then what's Reish Lakish's right? I need two tibulim. I still don't need two tibulim. Let the chacham be misaking one tibul and have kavana to be yotzei mitzvah, and you'll be yotzei everything in one fell swoop. Kamash malon the Mordechai. What's the teretz of the Mordechai that you misunderstood Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish really was learning like Tosfos, right? You have shar yirokes. And nevertheless, the Mishnah says that you can be yotzi two tibulim with chazeres. How is it mutter? How is it possible? Is it permissible to use chazeres or both tibulim? You're going to be yotzi the mitzvah of mora kodem zmana because mitzvah sentiches kavana must be the mitzvah sentiches kavana. Comes the Marsha and says this is why Tosus didn't learn like the Rashba. Tosus was bothered with the kasha of the Mordechai. If you learn like the Rashbam, that the Mishnah is talking about where you don't have shar yirokes, and you're using the chazeres for the two tibulim, and the whole kasha Reish Lakish had is, why do you need two tibulim? You can be yotzi everything in one fell swoop. Must be the mitzvah sichas kavana. It's in taket shver. What's the raya, the mitzvah sichas kavana? It's still a problem. His kasha is still a problem, even if it's a sichas kavana, because you still don't need two tibulim. You can have the one tibul, and you can be able to say everything with the one tibul, even if it's a zilus kavana. Just have kavana. That's why Tosfos had to stand on their head and say, no, you misunderstood. Really, the Mishnah is talking about where you have the shar yirokes. And the whole kasha Reish Lakish had is, why is it permissible to do both tibulim with marar? If you have the option, use the shar yirokes for karpas and do the second tibul with chazeres. Why do both tibulim with chazeres? That's how the Marshal is. Reish Lakish saw the masnis in stomach atoni umairi etc. Kutzrichu lechol zem mishum demashvelahu the Reish Lakish nami boy based tibulim mishum ekera. In lokein tikshi le lomali tre tibuli klal levet hahu chad tibul sheachar hamatzas velachavin veayin v'morachem. Marsha is a little different than the Mordechai. He doesn't say do one tibul for karpas and biyotzebot. He says do one tibul b'shas mor. Right? Do one tibul after the matzah and biyotzebot. But it's the same basic point. That why is it better if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana? Even if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, still lamalach shay tibuli. Why should you have two tibul? Just have one tibul and be mechaber in the shame. Mitzvah smar, and you'll be also the heck of mitzvah smar at the same time. Supposedly it's felt. They had to be machadish, a totally different pshat. Kasha is not, why do you need two tibul? Everyone knew you need two tibul. The question is, why is it permissible to do both tibul and mechazeres? What's the Rashbam going to answer to the Mordechai's kasha? The Mordechai asks, if you learn lamalach shel tibuli, why do you need two tibul and bechlal? Must be mitzvah sichas kavana, and you're not going to be also smar with the first tibul. Why is it any better if it's a Sichas Kavana? Even if it's a Sichas Kavana, just have one tibul and have Kavana to be Yotze the mitzvah mar with that first with that one people, and you'll be yotze the heker and the mitzvah mar at the same time. The Mordechai is a good kasha. What's the answer? The heart of the answer is the Rashbam felt that the place of morar is after matzah. That's what we said. The pasuk mentions morar after matzah. So because this man of morar really is after matzah, there's no havamina. There's no havamina that you should do only one tibul, both for heker and for the mitzvah of morar, if that tibul is going to occur at the beginning, b'shas kavos. I wouldn't. The chacham would never be nesakim lechatchila to do only one tibul and to be yotze the mitzvah of morar with the tibul of chazeres at the same time that you're doing kavos. To have the heker and the mitzvah of morar at the same time, because we know the morar, the zman of morar, the proper zman is after the matzah. So they'd never be nesakim lechatchila to do only one tibul. Aye, but why shouldn't they be nesakim to do one tibul after matzah? Then the Mara Taka is after Matzah, and everything is fine. You'll have the Heker, and you'll have the mitzvah of Mara Bizmana. The answer is, it's a better Heker when it's way before the Suda, when the Tibul is way before the Suda. So Karpas is a better Heker. The Tibul of Karpas is a better Heker than the Tibul after Matzah. The Tibul after Matzah is a Heker too. It's also a little bit of a Heker, but it's not as good a Heker as Karpas. The Tibul of Mora after matzah is a little bit of a heker because it's kodem asuda a little bit. It's not really part of the main suda, but it's nothing like karpas. Karpas is way before the suda. That's a super heker. So the Rashbam may have felt that it doesn't make sense that Chazal would have been misaking one tibul for both, because either way, it's not going to be lechatchil. It's not going to be the best. Reish Lakish says the fact that Chazal were misagin two tibulim, that proves that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Because if mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, then you can be yotze with a single tibul. Why is it better? The kasha of the Mordechai is even if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, just be misagin one tibul. No, it's not. The Chazal would not be misagin lechatchila to do one tibul to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah, because then you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah of morar and the din of heker in the best possible way. So that they're not going to do. But if you've already willy-nilly been yotze the mitzvah of morar, if you do the first tibul and you're going to be yotze the mitzvah of morar because mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, so then the kasha is, why do the second tibul? It happened. There's nothing that you can do. If you eat the chazeres, you're going to be yotze morar if you hold mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. If you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, then you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah of morar unless you have kavana. Right? So if you need kavana, Chazal are not going to be misaking to do only one tibul and to be yotze the din of heker and the din of and the mitzvah of morar at the same time, because then the morar is not going to be zman. I be chazal shemushin misakin that push the heker off until after matzah and you'll be yotze the mitzvah of morar zman. Oh yeah, but then the heker is not going to be zman. The heker is not going to be as strong because it's not as far away from the suda. It's not as early as it could have been. So that's why the Rashbam. Rashbam understood. Reish Lakish felt that there's no option to be misakin, to be mechaving, to be yotze the mitzvah of morar with the one tibul. That's not an option. That's not a good thing to do. So it's better if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Then we talk to understand why you need two tibul. Questions. This is the more complicated part of the sugya. A very important part of the sugya. To work hard to understand the differences between Rashbam and Tosfos, what the Shaka V'Kaya of the Gemara is all about. But there's another question that I want to address in the sugya together. This is a little bit lighter. It's more lumdish, and it will broaden our perspective in the whole sugya of Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. Reish Lakish says that from the Mishnah, the fact that we bench a question.
What do we say that Reish Lakish thinks that we have more after that is true that it's higher than the it's not necessary. If you have the chazeres, if you eat chazeres and chakras and you hold it to say it's not one, even if it's better to be yotze mara, but it should be yotze mara. That's what this is saying. But if you're talking about the Tachon, you should decide, if you're hoping to see the Tachon, why are people good? Let the Tachon be the society and have one people. And you'll be Mechavi with that people to be also the Tachon in addition to the heaven. What's the purpose to make such a Tachon? Lechavila, the Tachon, who is it to be also the Tachon? That's the problem.
What else are you supposed to do?
Hold it to Sivas Kavona, then the Chachamim should be deciding who to go, which they do. And if you hold it to Sivas Kavona, the Chachamim is not going to be able to say the first people, and then everything's going to follow. The Yotze is a heck of the best possible time for the first people, and then the Yotze is a second.
If the Chachamim is going to be the most constructive world,
the Mishnah presents us a scenario where you're going to be using Chazeres for Karpas and Tzomar. And we're trying to figure out, what's the purpose of this Takana? What's the purpose of this Takana? The Chazal and Masakin, you have Chazeres, and you're going to use Chazeres both for Karpas and Tzomar. So after Shlokish, you see the Mitzvah Shichas Kavon. Mitzvah Shichas Kavon must be. Because the Mitzvah Shichas Kavon, a Chazal never would be Masakin to do two tibul, because what's the purpose of the second tibul? Since you've been yotze with the tibul rishon, you've been yotze in the midst of mar, there's no purpose to make the second tibul. So he's trying to understand what's the takanas chazal. It must be the mitzvah shichas kavon. Is that really true? Mitzvah shichas kavon. That's the only reason why you should need a second tibul. Maybe chazal made the following takan. Maybe chazal said that even if mitzvah ain't shichas kavon. But the fact is that if you have a negative kavana, you're not going to be able to say anyway. Again, mitzvah and shichas kavana means if I just do a maisa and I have no kavana, pro or con, I blow the shofar in preparation on Rosh Hashanah for the mitzvah, I don't have kavana l'shem mitzvah, and then somehow I'm not able to blow the shofar later. I was yotze the mitzvah shofar with my first blowing, even though I didn't have kavana mitzvah, I was going to blow in shul later. I wasn't having kavana l'shem mitzvah. But let's say I have negative kavana. I don't want to be yotze. I don't want to be yotze. So Efshim and Kenzogah, maybe we can say that even according to the Manda Omer, Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavana, but if you have negative kavana, then Yitaka won't be yotze. Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavana means that you can be yotze without kavana, but if you have negative kavana, maybe that's worse. So why did Reish Lakish feel that the Takana Derabanan to have two tibulim, the only way to explain the need for the second tibul, again, I'm working with the Rashbam's channel now, let's just say Pasha. The lama lo trei tibul, it means why do I need the second tibul? I was yotzi already with the first tibul. Maybe Chazal made the following takana. Maybe the pshat in the Mishnah is that Chazal wanted you to be yotzi more bismano, as Benji would like us to be yotzi, right? Let's be yotzi more lechatchila. So maybe taka mitzvah ain't shichas kavana, but Chazal and Masakin that you should have a second tibul. Chazal say you should have negative kavana for the first tibul. In the first tibul, you're thinking heker, and you have negative kavana, like you don't want to be yotze mara, and that's why you can have the second tibul bizmano and be yotze the mitzvah mara properly. Reish Lakish feels that somehow if there are two tibul, must be the mitzvah shichas kavana, because if it's mitzvah ain't shichas kavana, Chazal can't make a takana to have the second tibul. The second tibul is useless. There's no point for it. Again, at this point in the Gemara, we're assuming that you don't need a double heker. So if you don't need a double heker, there's no value to the second tibul. Is that really true? Maybe taka mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Who says there's a riot from the Mishnah mitzvahs tzrichas kavana? Maybe taka mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. That the value of the second tefillah was because the Chazal knew that the zman of mor is really taka after the matzah. And the takon of the Mishnah, look at the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah telling us? The takon of the Mishnah is that Chazal want you to have negative kavana by the first tefillah. Don't be yotze the mitzvah of mor, only do the heker. And be yotze the mitzvah of mor, bizmano with the second tefillah. So what's the raya that mitzvah sichas kavana? What's the raya that mitzvah sichas kavana? Of course, the simplest answer to this question is who says that the man de Omar who holds mitzvah sanctuary of kavana would claim that if you have kavana shalom lotes, you're not going to be yotze? Maybe he holds that if mitzvah sanctuary of kavana, then you're always going to be yotze, whether you have kavana, whether you don't have kavana, whether you have negative kavana, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're always going to be yotze in mitzvah. Right? This whole kasha assumes that the man de Omar, mitzvah sanctuary of kavana, would admit that if you have negative kavana, then it's somehow worse. So if it's somehow worse, so then what's the raya, the mitzvah tzrichas kavana? Maybe the whole takon of Chazal was that if you only have the chazeres, so then have negative kavana for mora when you do the tibul rishon, you'll be yotze heker, and then you'll be able to do the tibul sheni, and be yotze the mitzvah mora, kedasu kedin. Maybe that's pshat in the mishnah. So what taka is the answer to this question? What is the mandaon of mitzvah tzrichas kavana hold? So that's a machlokes rishon. Iran in Rosh Hashanah, in the sugya of mitzvah tzrichas kavana, Iran quotes a major machlokes in the Rishonim, the Ran on the Rif. This is in packet 29. Ran on the Rif, in Dira Maskel Avol, so he quotes some Rishonim paskin in mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Earlier he talked about other Rishonim who paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Big machlokes are Rishonim in the Ran. A big machlokes, how to understand the Rambam, what's the sheet of the Rambam. Maybe we'll get to that at one point in time. But comes the Ran here and quotes that some Geonim hold mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, the Rashba also holds mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. So a group of Geonim and Rishonim hold mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. Because of Rabbeinu Shmuel, Mikomokam, because of Rabbeinu Shmuel, Zal, the Avagav, the Amin, mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, Hani Mili Bistam, Avagav, the Miskaben, Shlolotze, is Eno Yotze. He quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Rashbam says that even if you hold mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, that's only bestum. But if you have kavana shalom lotzeis, then you're not going to be yotze. Mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana means bestum. You don't have any kavana, so then you'll be yotze automatically. But if you have negative kavana, you're not going to be yotze. What's his raya? His raya is from a Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos says, what happens if you have a cup of beer in your hand, the broch is shahakum, and you think it's wine, kasavah the chamra. And when you start the brocha, a birchas hanenem, not even talking about Shabbos, just regular. You start a birchas hanenem, baruch atah Hashem, you're thinking barik pri agafen, because you're thinking it's wine. And then as you finish the brocha, you say gival. You don't say gival, but you think gival, right? It's really beer. What am I talking about? It's not wine. So you end shakol niyabidvar. So the chasima sabracha was good, but the psicha sabracha was with the wrong kavana. So what's the din? Do we follow your kavana at the time of the chasima sabracha, or do we follow your kavana at the time of the psicha sabracha? So that's an ibayat lo pshita in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't have an answer. It doesn't know. If you were, and obviously the Gemara is assuming that if you were to follow your kavana at the psicha sabracha, this bracha is psula. You'd have to make another bracha. The bracha wouldn't work. Because he had the wrong kavana at the time of the psicha sabracha. So Frek the Ran, if you hold mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, what's the problem? Your kavana doesn't play a role. Your kavana doesn't play a role. As long as you do the maisa, as long as you say the words, that's it. So why should it matter if you have negative kavana? So he says it must be negative kavana is worse. That even if mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, that's only bestama. But if you have negative kavana, it's worse. So here, if you're thinking bar piagofen at the psichas abroch, and you're really supposed to say shahakol, that's negative kavana. So that's going to be worse. So this is his raya to the Rashbam, that even if you hold mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, that means that if you're parav, if you don't have any kavana, you'll still be owed to the mitzvah. But if you have negative kavana, it's going to be worse. Negative kavana is going to be worse. And he brings another raya. brings the raya from the fact that people who hear Havdalah in Shul can make Havdalah for the Bnei Abayis. Says, how can they do that? But they're listening in Shul. They heard the Havdalah, they heard the Barachas, if Mitzvah and Shichas Kavana, they Yotze, if they Yotze, so then how can they make Havdalah again? Meaning if everyone, let's say there are no women at home. So everyone heard Havdalah and Shul, so why make Havdalah again? They were Yotze already. It must be that since they're not mechavin to be Yotze and Shul, they're going to make Havdalah at home. Then they can make the Havdalah again. Because the negative kavan, it must be that they're having negative kavan. They have in mind to say Havdalah at home, so therefore they're having negative kavanah. So that's why they're not going to be able to finish it. This is what the Ran wants to say. He quotes the Rashbam, who says that even if you hold mitzvah sanctuary has kavanah, but if you have negative kavanah, it's worse. Negative kavanah, then everyone would say that you're not going to be able to. Comes the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah and he argues. The Gemara says that Kfa'o v'ochel matzah yotze, that if someone is forced to eat matzah, he's yotze. And what's it talking about? Says the Gemara, Kigon shekfa'u parsiyah. We're talking about that the person is forced, Goyim come, and they force the individual to have the matzah. Zok the Ritva, v'ochel matzah al korcho shelo l'shem mitzvah klal. And he ate the matzah against his will. V'kamash malon shemitzvah sentzirah skavona lotzeh zbidiyevah. Mitzvah sentzirah skavona lotzeh zbidiyevah. Vafilu omid v'tzaveach nami ein rotze lotzeis v'lechol l'shum mitzvah yotza k'gonho de k'fa'ul parsim. Zokter Ritva, even if you have negative kavanah, what is k'fa'ul parsim? The goyim are coming and forcing the matzah down his throat. They're forcing him against his will to eat the matzah. He doesn't have kavanah matzah. He doesn't want it. It's not just that he's eating the matzah stuck. He's being forced against his will to eat the matzah. And nevertheless, the Gemara says that he's going to be yotze. Zokter Ritva, what do you see from this? That if you hold mitzvah sanctuary as kavana, even if you have negative kavana, you're still going to be yotze. You're still going to be yotze the mitzvah. Machlok is the Ritva and the Rashbam, whether the Manda Omer mitzvah sanctuary as kavana holds that you're not going to be yotze if you have negative kavana. Does he admit that if you have negative kavanah, you're not going to be yotze? If you hold mitzvah shrichas kavanah, so of course, if you don't have kavanah, you're not going to be yotze. But even if you hold mitzvah ein shrichas kavanah, no need for kavanah. But if you have negative kavanah, that's going to be worse. What's the machlokas? Machlokas Rashbam Ritva. Why should I say that negative kavanah should be worse? The Chora, this machlokas relates to the reason why mitzvah ein shrichas kavanah. What does that mean? Mitzvah ein shrichas kavanah. But there are really two ways to understand the Manda Omer Mitzvah Sanctuary's Kavanah. The Manda Omer Mitzvah Sanctuary's Kavanah obviously holds that there are two parts to a mitzvah. There's the Maisa Mitzvah and there's the Kavanah. And in order to be Yotze the mitzvah, a person has to do both. He has to do the Maisa and he has to have Kavanah. Lord says as well, what does the Manda Omer Mitzvah Sanctuary's Kavanah hold? So it could be that the Manda Omer Mitzvah Sanctuary's Kavanah really admits, he agrees with the Manda Omer Mitzvah Sanctuary's Kavanah that you need two elements, that there are two elements in a mitzvah. There is Maisa and there is Kavanah. But the Manda Omer Mitzvah Sanctuary's Kavanah holds that there's a stam Kavanah l'shem mitzvah. Even if you don't have active Kavanah that you want to be yotzei the mitzvah, the stama is that you want to be yotzei the mitzvah. It's not that you don't need Kavanah. You need Kavanah l'shem mitzvah. But it's like built in. It's implicit. There's a stama that you're doing the Maisa l'shem mitzvah. If you hold like that, so then you can easily understand that if you have negative kavana, then there is no stama. It's against your stama. The stama kavana is that it's l'shem mitzvah. But if you have negative kavana, obviously, then you don't have kavana lotzes. If you don't have kavana lotzes, even the mandama mitzvah sanctuary of kavana would say it's not going to work. It's not that the mandama mitzvah sanctuary of kavana says that you don't need kavana. You need kavana, but it's just understood. It's stama that you do have kavana l'shem mitzvah. But if you have negative kavana, then obviously that's not going to work. That's one way to understand the Manda Omer Mitzvah Sanctuary as Kavanah. That's how the Rashbam would understand it. That's why the Rashbam says that even the Manda Omer Mitzvah Sanctuary as Kavanah admits that if you have Kavanah Shalot, it's not going to work. And how does the Ritva understand it? The Chora, what the Ritva holds, right, what he assumes is that the Manda Omer Mitzvah Sanctuary as Kavanah argues fundamentally the man the Amar Mitzvah Sevas Lavana. The man the Amar Mitzvah Sevas Lavana holds that a mitzvah is composed of a maisa. You don't need kavana b'chol. If you do a maisa that has all the ingredients of the mitzvah in it, then you're going to be able to do the mitzvah, whether you have kavana latzeis or not. You blow shofar, you pick up a set of dalaminim, you put on tefillin, whatever you do, you eat matzah, it doesn't matter whether you have kavana. You did a maisa mitzvah, so as long as you do the maisa mitzvah, that's enough. The second approach is that there's a fundamental machlokas between the mandamar mitzvah sechus kavana and mitzvah sein sechus kavana. The mandamar mitzvah sechus kavana holds that a mitzvah is composed of two elements, maisa mitzvah and kavana. The mandamar mitzvah sein sechus kavana holds that a mitzvah is composed of one element, only maisa mitzvah. You don't need kavana b'chlal. So if you don't need kavana b'chlal, it doesn't matter whether you don't have kavana or you have negative kavana. Kavana is irrelevant. The maisa mitzvah is enough to perform the mitzvah. So even if you have negative kavana, you're still going to be yotzei. That's the Ritva's approach, that the mandamar mitzvah sein sechus kavana holds. Kavana is not part of the mitzvah. So as long as you do the maisa, then you'll be yotzei the mitzvah whether you have kavana or not. So we asked the Kasha, we said, why does Reish Lakish assume that from the fact that the Mishnah tells you to do two tibulim with chazeres, if you only have chazeres, then do two tibulim with chazeres, that shows you the mitzvah sechus kavana. Because the mitzvah ain't sechus kavana, why would Chazal be masakin the second tibul? I'll tell you why. Maybe taka mitzvah ain't sechus kavana. Chazal wanted you to do second tibul so that you'll have more of his mana. But how's that going to work? But you were yotzei to the mitzvah previously? No! Chazal were masakin that you should have negative kavana when you do the first tibul. Do the first tibul, you're eating the chazeres, but you're not going to be yotzei more because you have negative kavana. What's Reish Lakish thinking? So one answer might be, Reish Lakish, maybe this is a raya, Reish Lakish, Tula, that the mandamar mitzvah ain't sechus kavana holds that negative kavana is not going to change anything. That even if you have negative kavana, you'll still be yotzei. Maybe this is a raya to the Ritva. Maybe this is a raya to the Ritva that the mandamar mitzvah ain't sechus kavana holds. You don't need kavana b'chlal. It's irrelevant. No kavana, negative kavana, you'll still be yotzei. So taka, if you'll still be yotzei, then it doesn't make sense to explain the Mishnah by saying that the takana drabbanan was to do two tibulim and to have negative kavana in the first tibul so that you'll be yotzei with the second tibul. It doesn't make any sense because negative kavana is not going to help you. Must be mitzvah sechus kavana. If mitzvah sechus kavana, then we understand the value of the second tibul because you'll be yotzei mara with the second tibul. So that's Reish Lakish's raya, the mitzvah sechus kavana. So of course the Gemara responds, no, really mitzvah sein sechus kavana. The second tibul is not for mara, it's for a double heker. Okay, but according to the Ritva, right, if you assume that lamanda amar mitzvah sein sechus kavana, negative kavana is not going to ruin it, so then we understand Reish Lakish's raya a little bit better. Right, we understand his raya that the mitzvah sechus kavana. Right, so maybe this is a raya to the Ritva. So some achronim were troubled with this. The Karban Nesanel, a very long os, which I didn't assign to you. It's very complicated. But in os ayin, the Karban Nesanel says it's very difficult to think Reish Lakish, to think that the Mishnah is talking about what you're mechaven beferish shalom lotzis. Chazal are gonna be misaking that you should have kavana shalom lotzis. Reish Lakish thought that was very difficult. So he didn't entertain such a possibility. It's very hard to believe that's the takon of Chazal. That's what Chazal are going to be misaking. But the Chazanish has a totally different dichud. According to the Ritva, everything is great. How do we explain the Gemara according to the Rashbam? How do we answer the Kasha according to the Rashbam? Let's say you assume that mitzvah sein sechus kavana means that if you don't have kavana, then you'll be yotzei, but if you have negative kavana, then you're not going to be yotzei. If you have negative kavana, then you're not going to be yotzei. So why didn't Chazal be misaken that you should have negative kavana? If you don't hold like the Karban Nesanel, maybe Chazal could be misaken such a thing. So the Chazanish says, I'll tell you why. It couldn't be misaken. They wouldn't have been misaken. They wouldn't have been misaken such a thing. What does the Chazanish say? Yishlomo de b'emes and keep him beferish lo lotzeis lo yotzeh. the Sofer Reish Lakish lo hele me chachamim lesakin lech lamora mishumekeira kemet shumasa lechol velo izdaru ba lechamim shal lotzeis v'oslu de takolo shiyasu aragach baruch levatol. The Chazon Ish says, in a Chanami, if Chazal were to have made such a takona to be mechamim shal lotzeis, it would have worked. If you take the chazeres and you do the tibul rishon for karpas, you eat the chazeres, but you have kavanah shlo lotzeis, then you'll be yotze the mara kadasu kadin mizmano v'mkomo. It will be a great takon. Reish Lakish brought a raya from the Mishnah that you see mitzvah sriches kavanah. The fact that there are two tibul, it must be that there's mitzvah sriches kavanah and not mitzvah sein sriches kavanah. Because he assumed that Chazal never would have made such a takana to the mechavet shlovatzis. Not just because, you know, like the korban asana, that Chazal would not make a takana shlovatzis. No, there's a reason why they would make such a takana. Because since this is masa lakol, since this takana everyone is supposed to do, the problem is if the only way that you can make the bracha on mara after matzah is if you mechavet shlovatzis. Because if you weren't mechaven shlomotzeis, you'll be yotzei the mitzvah with the tibur rishon. So then Chazal are going to be misaking something that's going to get people into trouble. If the whole takon is based on the fact that a person has to remember to be mechaven shlomotzeis, mitzvah smar with the first tibur, maybe someone will make a mistake. And he won't be mechaven shlomotzeis. And if he's not mechaven shlomotzeis, then he will be yotzei the mitzvah smar with the first tibur. And then he can't make a bracha l'achila smar on the second tibur. So Chazal would never make such a takon. That was not a possibility. Zok Reish Lakish. So what do you see from the mission? If Chazal are not going to be misakin to do the first tibul without kavanah lotzeis, that's not an option. It's not on the table. So then why do you have two tibul? It must be the mitzvah sivas kavanah. Okay. So these are the two answers to the question. The kasha we had was, Reish Lakish brings a raya from the two tibul and the mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. What's the raya? Maybe mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah, but the takonas chazal is that you should have kavanah shelo lotzeis for the first tibul, and then you'll be yotzei the murah, the zmano, after the matzah. So either the answer is that maybe kavanah shelo lotzeis will not prevent you from being yotzei lamadan mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah. That's one answer. The other answer is, even if kavanah shelo lotzeis will prevent you from being yotzei, but maybe Reish Lakish assumed that Chazal would never make such a takana because it's going to create a takola. Because then, if a person is not mechaven shlo lotzeis, then he's not really being yotzei morar after matzah, and then he really shouldn't be making a brocha at that point in time. So that's why he assumed that that's not on the table to make such a takana. It must be that mitzvah sriches kavanah. Benji, what is the what? The Chazon Ish is bringing a reason why Chazal would not make such a takana. The Korban Asanal is not saying that there's a svara to it. He's just saying to just be mamited in such a case, right? To say that Chazal are going to make such a takana, it's a dochek to assume that that's what the Mishnah is talking about. That's what the Korban Asanal is saying. The Chazon Ish is saying no. There's a fundamental reason why they would not make such a takana. Not that it's a dochek to the imam and the mishnah to be talking about such a takana, to be talking about such a scenario, but there's a svara to it. There's a svara to why they wouldn't make such a takana. Okay, let's stop here. Let's stop the gemara now. I just want to iterate for a minute.